Okay, let's unpack this. If you're running a business, especially here in Canada, you know shipping costs can feel like a constant battle. And it's tempting, isn't it, to just chase that absolute lowest price tag you can find. But what if that's actually the least smart move? That counterintuitive idea is exactly what our source material for this deep dive challenges us to think about. We've got an article here titled "Cheap Shipping Secrets Every Business Should Know," and it really makes a compelling case against, the conventional wisdom of just going for the cheapest option.
Yeah, it's fascinating because the article sort of redefines cheap, doesn't it? It argues that focusing only on the lowest upfront cost often introduces a whole host of hidden expenses and headaches down the line, things that can end up costing you way more in the long run. So our mission in this deep dive is really to dig into those insights from the article, understand these potential hidden costs of seemingly cheap options, and then explore the strategies it presents for shipping smarter, which crucially can still save you money, but, in a much more sustainable way.
Right, exactly. Because if you're listening, you've probably grappled with this. How do you get your products to your customers reliably, quickly, without, wiping out your margins? This deep dive is all about using this article as a shortcut, really, to navigating that precise challenge effectively. So let's start with that core premise from the source. Why isn't the lowest shipping price always the smartest choice for a business? What are these hidden costs the article warns us about?
Well, that's the big question the article drives home. It lists several pretty significant risks that come with just chasing the bottom dollar in shipping. Think about longer transit times, for instance. The source points out this directly leads to frustrated customers. And frustrated customers, they leave bad reviews, maybe don't come back. In a world where everyone expects packages like yesterday, speed and reliability aren't just nice to haves, they're essential.
Good point. Speed is king now.
Totally. And then there are the hidden fees and surcharges. What looks like a low price on the surface can balloon significantly. The article mentions things like fuel surcharges, residential delivery fees, or maybe extra handling costs that weren't obvious up front. You really have to read the fine print because these things add up
Oh
fast.
yeah, I've heard nightmares about those surprise fees. It can sting.
Absolutely. Another big one the article flags is the lack of tracking and often poor customer support. If you or your customer can't get real-time updates on where a package is, it just erodes trust. The article highlights that customers basically demand visibility now, and a lack of it really damages your brand reputation.
Okay, so transparency is key.
Yeah. And there's also the increased risk of lost or damaged goods. The source suggests some budget carriers might, well, cut corners on handling or security. If a package goes missing or arrives broken, you're usually on the hook for replacing it, especially since cheaper services often lack sufficient insurance or, straightforward claims processes. That's another headache.
Ugh, yeah, dealing with claims is the worst.
Right. And think about the time cost. Poor integration with your e-commerce platforms is a major hidden expense, the article points out. If a cheap carrier doesn't connect seamlessly, you're stuck with manual work printing labels one by one, copy-pasting tracking numbers. That's time you're not spending growing your business. And let's be honest, manual steps mean more errors.
So it's not just about the dollar cost per package then, but the
Yeah.
cost of your time and potential mistakes.
Precisely. And that leads directly to things like chargebacks and customer complaints. The article clearly links slow or unreliable shipping to customers disputing charges, demanding refunds, and leaving those negative reviews we talked about. That directly impacts your future sales and your overall business health. It's a cycle. The source also mentions the disruption caused by inconsistent pickup and delivery times. If you can't rely on your packages being picked up on schedule, it just messes up your entire fulfillment workflow, creates
Right,
bottlenecks.
please everything off schedule.
Yeah. And finally, an inefficient returns process. If it's a headache for a customer to send something back because of the carrier, the article notes, they're much less likely to buy from you again. Simple as that.
Wow. Okay, so chasing the cheapest initial price can essentially open up a Pandora's box of other potentially more expensive problems.
Yeah.
The article really shifts the perspective from just the price tag to the total cost of shipping, right?
Yeah.
Including the impact on your business ops and reputation.
Exactly. It makes the case that it's not just about the lowest price, but finding that crucial balance between cost, speed, reliability, and ultimately customer satisfaction. And instead of just searching for the absolute cheapest option, the article proposes a smarter, more cost-effective strategy.
Okay, shipping smarter.
I like the sound of that. Based on the source, how does a business actually pivot to this approach and still, save money? Well, the article outlines several proven strategies. A key one is leveraging a multi-carrier shipping platform. The source emphasizes that different carriers are cheaper for different types of packages or destinations. Like, one might be great for small, light stuff locally, another better for heavy, long distance. Trying to figure that out manually is, well, it's basically impossible. But a platform lets you access discounted rates from numerous carriers all in one place. You can instantly compare options based on size, weight, where it's going, find the most cost-effective route for each shipment. The article actually calls this finding the best deal for cheap shipping, meaning the best value, not just the lowest number.
Yeah, okay. Value, not just price. Makes sense.
Exactly. Using a platform can also help with bulk and volume discounts. The article suggests these platforms can negotiate better rates with carriers because of their total volume. And then even smaller businesses using the platform can benefit from those savings, savings they couldn't get on their own.
So you get access to better rates just by being part of the platform ecosystem, essentially.
That's the idea presented in the source, yes. Another strategy mentioned is optimizing your packaging. Which sounds basic, but it matters. Carriers charge based not just on weight, but often on dimensional weight. That's basically how much space the package takes up. Volumetric weight, some call it. So the article gives tips like, you know, using the smallest appropriate box, avoiding unnecessary filler, and maybe considering carrier-branded packaging if it helps get better rates or sizes.
Little things that add up.
For sure. Automating your shipping process is also critical, according to the article. Integrating with your e-commerce store, like your Shopify or WooCommerce site, automates tasks like printing labels, generating tracking numbers, updating customers, comparing rates. It saves you massive amounts of time and cuts down on those manual errors that lead to those hidden costs we discussed earlier.
Right, the copy-paste errors, the typos.
Exactly. And this ties back to the multi-carrier point. A platform allows you to directly compare real-time rates across multiple carriers without leaving your workflow. This means you're always getting the best rate for the required service level, whether it's express or standard.
Okay.
Finally, the article recommends offering multiple shipping options to your customers at checkout, like express, standard, or economy. This isn't just good for customer experience, giving them choice. It can actually reduce cart abandonment. And it allows customers who aren't in a rush to maybe opt for a cheaper, slower service, which directly lowers your shipping cost for that specific order.
That makes a lot of sense. Give the customer the choice, manage their expectations, and potentially save money. It seems like these strategies are all about efficiency, comparison, and leverage. And the article dives into specific capabilities these platforms offer to achieve this,
yeah.
Right? Like specific features.
It does. It highlights key features like providing access to those discounted shipping rates we mentioned. That's foundational. It also stresses the importance of strong e-commerce integrations connecting directly with popular storefronts like Shopify or WooCommerce, BigCommerce, Wix, you name it, and marketplaces too like Amazon or Etsy or eBay. This integration is what enables much of that crucial automation.
Right, makes it seamless.
Exactly. Other features mentioned include things like tools for managing claims if something does go wrong, hopefully making that less painful, or offering those real-time rates at checkout for your customers to choose from, which the source notes might sometimes be an advanced feature depending on the platform.
So it sounds like the article isn't just saying use a platform, but suggesting specific kinds of capabilities to look for to implement these smarter strategies effectively.
Precisely. It points to features that streamline your workflow, help you make informed decisions about carriers and packaging in real time, and handle potential issues or returns more efficiently. The whole idea is that these tools reduce those hidden costs we discussed earlier, the time drain, the errors, the customer service issues by improving reliability, speed where needed, and overall process management.
Okay, that really covers the how side of things.
Yeah.
Does the article offer any proof that this approach actually works? Like in the real world.
Yeah, it provides a case study example, which is pretty helpful. It describes a small e-commerce business selling handmade goods. They were apparently facing exactly those problems we talked about. High shipping costs, slow deliveries because they were stuck using just a single carrier and handling everything manually. Classic scenario.
Okay, so what did they do?
According to the article, their solution was adopting one of these platforms that enabled this multi-carrier automated approach. So suddenly they could compare rates for every single package, access better discounts than they could get alone, and automate things like label printing and sending tracking updates.
And the results stated in the article were pretty compelling, actually. They reported a 30% reduction in shipping costs. I mean, that's significant. Plus, they saw faster deliveries with better tracking, which, no surprise, led directly to happier customers and improved online reviews. It really shows that shifting to this smarter strategy isn't just theoretical. It can have a massive, tangible impact on both costs and customer satisfaction.
It certainly demonstrates the potential benefits outlined in the source, yeah. The article also includes a brief FAQ section that reinforces some of these core takeaways. It reiterates that the cheapest way really depends on the specifics of each shipment size, weight, destination, speed needed. It reminds readers that budget services often come with those reliability issues and hidden fees. And it circles back to how using a platform to easily compare discounted rates across multiple carriers is key to finding the best value, not just the lowest price. Understanding potential hidden fees is crucial.
So wrapping this all up then, the main message from the article seems crystal clear. The temptation to find the absolute lowest price for shipping can actually be a trap. Focusing solely on that number can introduce significant hidden costs as operational headaches that end up hurting your business financially, and just as importantly, damaging your relationship with customers.
Exactly. The value, according to the source, lies in shipping smarter. By leveraging tools like multi-carrier platforms that provide access to discounted rates, enable automation and integration, and offer features for efficiency and customer satisfaction, well, you can reduce costs effectively without sacrificing the reliability and speed that are just critical for happy customers these days.
And that connects back directly to you, the listener, trying to figure out this complex world of shipping. Mm. This deep dive into the article suggests that reducing shipping costs effectively isn't about simply cutting corners on the upfront price. It's really about balancing that initial cost with reliability and speed. And critically, according to this source, tools exist to help you strike that balance and maybe even turn shipping from just a cost center into something that actively supports your business growth.
Which really raises an important final question for you to consider, doesn't it? How might thinking strategically about shipping going beyond just the cost per package become a significant driver for your customer satisfaction and ultimately contribute to the overall growth and success of your business?